Blog Talk Radio.
Pour yourself a cup of tea, put your feet up, and relax. Show host Randy Fine, narcissistic abuse expert, compassionate counselor for clients worldwide, and author of the groundbreaking new book, Close Encounters of the Worst Kind, invites you into her sanctuary, a place where your emotional, physical, and spiritual well-being are all that matters. Time to Heal is a fundraising single written and performed by Johnny Z for the Amy Winehouse Foundation. For more information, please go to johnnymusic.com, johnnymusic.com. And now, it's time to meet Randy, show host of the podcast enjoyed by fans around the globe, A Fine Time for Healing.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to listen to A Fine Time for Healing. I am your talk radio show host, Randy Fine, and I want to wish you all, or hope you all, had a very Merry Christmas for those who have celebrated it. Today's the day after, so hopefully you got everything that you wanted, not necessarily in terms of material things, but also spiritual and health-wise and mental and love and things like that. So, and I hope that all these things follow you into the new year 2019. Today we have with us your favorite, Laura Lee, who is a spirit medium, and I know you know that because you call in and fill up my queue. Now, we haven't had the show in 2 months, so I know you're really, really anxious to talk to her, and you probably have lots of stuff built up to tell her. So we're going to get started. So good morning, Laura. Thank you for being with me again today.
Of course. Good morning. I'm glad to be here, Randy. Last show of the year for 2018.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I'm just looking back to when we started. We've been doing this a long
time. Yeah, it just goes so fast. Yeah, we have, but this year seems like it was a blink of the eye, you know? It's just a blink.
Yeah. I think our first show I'm looking was in 2014, and we're now at 2019, which is just amazing. So we've been together a long time.
Wow, I didn't realize that.
Yes, I know. Can you believe that, 5 years?
No.
Crazy.
No. 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 Again, that's another blink of the eye. That just is like mind-blowing that we've been hanging out that long.
Right. What is your feeling about time and why it seems to be moving so quickly? Do you have a feeling on that? An opinion?
Well, you know, when I am in meditation and I do visit with angels and my guides, that time is so relative and it's a construct created by man. So, you know, when we do readings and stuff like that and I throw something out there, I can't give exact dates because, you know, there is no time. It's like I said, it's constructed by man in order to organize and, you know, to keep order. And, you know, back in the days, they used to just use the sun, you know, for telling time and everything like that. So it was just a creation for our own mindset. But you can't predict anything really specifically, you know, on target when you're working with spirit, because it's all relative. It's all here and now. So if I can even go further into it. And then the other thing, too, I know I can get carried away on a topic, but...
No, that's interesting.
I also was told, like, the past, present, and future are all aligned right here, right now. So if we're thinking about something about our past and we're bringing it right here into the present moment, it's still going to be brought about again in our future. So if that makes sense to anybody.
No, it totally. Yeah,
so it's kind of like in people's aura. So if they hold on to a past issue and they wonder why they go through certain patterns, you know, it's because they're still holding on to that past issue and they're bringing it into the present. And sometimes that's why some psychics and mediums can predict something about the future, because they already see it's been brought into your past and it's going to recreate itself into the future. That's why they, you know, everybody always tells you to let go, surrender, you know, focus on the light, focus on, you know, the thoughts right here, right now, be really present. That's the greatest gift you can give yourself, is really be present with the people who are right here in front of you right now. But we're, a lot of us are sitting there on the phones, right? On the phones, on the news, you know, creating more junk out there.
It just seems like the collective consciousness all feels the same. Like we all feel, you know, that just the days are going faster, the weeks, the months, the years just seem to be moving faster. And, yeah, as a collective consciousness, we all kind of feel that. And even goes, you know, goes down to the children in school and everything, where summer used to seem like a year when you were off for the summer. Now it seems like a blip in time. So
when we were kids, though, it felt like it seemed like a year, right?
Yeah, summer was forever.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Right, it seemed like it. But I think as we get older, you know, that time speeds up because we're getting also closer to that inevitable date, whatever that might be for us, you know. And we realize, oh, my gosh, it's so important right now, you know. I don't know.
Right.
You know, because then we're back onto our own limited time frame. But, you know, as a medium, I don't think there's any death. I think that's a myth. You know, as a medium, I think life continues on. This
right.
is just a blip in time in our fraction of our soul's lifetime, you know. Our soul's journey, this life that we have as Randy or Lara, is just, you know, for a blip in time. So, and to make the most of it while we can.
That's right.
Despite all the headaches.
Yes, it's quite a challenge, but that's why we're here. Okay, are we ready to start taking callers?
I am.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Okay.
That's why we got on air today, right?
That's the reason. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, this is area code 781. Good morning. Hi.
Good morning. This is Trish. How are you? Happy holidays.
Hi, Trish. Happy holidays to you, too. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes.
So I had a quick question, Laura. I've had a housing project that has been quite a headache, and now I'm in a legal battle with my contractor. And I'm wondering if you see this resolution or get a time frame as to when I can have some peace.
Oh, right. Well, peace begins with you. You know that song.
Yeah.
You can choose peace right now. Okay. I will say that. Yes, I do believe, you know, on the outcome in the future, you will get some resolution. I don't think exactly what you anticipate, but there will be a resolution, you know. And I believe it might be sooner than later. You know, they might come to the table, you know, and offer something as whether or not you're willing to accept it. You know, just to get on with things, okay? So, which hasn't happened yet, correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
I was just, you know, wondering if you were picking up anything around, like I said, like the outcome and settlement would be welcome as long as it wasn't unreasonable.
You know, let me go here real quickly, okay? As you know, I'm a medium, but I saw a female figure right, you know, when you started talking before you even asked the question. She wrapped her arms around you, and she's got a wedding band on. You know, I see a ring. I don't know if it's a wedding band. I just saw the ring, okay? So I felt like she showed me the ring when she wrapped her arms around you, and I got the impression that the ring might be in your care, if that makes sense. And so she's on the other side. Is that person identifiable to you?
Yeah. I mean, that would be my mother, though my sister has the ring.
Your sister has the ring. Okay. All right. That's interesting. Okay. Because I felt like somebody, you know, somebody had the ring here, that she's there and she's giving you a big hug to show me that, okay, to, you know, give you some peace of mind during through this, okay? But I, you know, again, when I say this, peace is a choice. Peace is a choice. So choose peace and, you know, and send this group that you're working with. And I don't know how often you've listened to me talk, Trish, through other readings and stuff, but I'm a big proponent of sending off love to the other party to restore any conflict. Okay, so have you heard me suggest this to other reading or callers on the phone lines? If not, I'll show you,
you know,
how to do it.
I don't think I have, but it's actually
okay.
Very good advice.
All right, so this is what, and, you know, I think even Randy can testify this works. Okay?
It does.
It works like magic, okay? So instead of talking to your, you know, blue in the face, you know, and going through conflict, you know, which is very tough and challenging for people, anybody, okay, unless you really like drama in your life, okay, what I recommend is just close your eyes and visualize the key person that you're having a dialogue or having that challenge with on the other side, and maybe behind that person is a whole group, okay, or the organization as a whole. And so do you have your eyes closed?
I do.
Okay, so what I suggest you do is take a deep breath, and then on the exhale, send love and light from your heart to their heart, which might be challenging at first, okay, but I really need you to feel it in your heart, so I would recommend doing it 3 times, you know, and then send it out to them from your heart like it's like a laser beam going from your heart to their heart, and I know this sounds over the top, but it works. And you send them peace, love, and joy, you know, that you find, that you guys find a resolution soon, right now. You want a resolution between you. And then just see them dissolve in the white light, okay, as you do
okay.
That. And now anytime, Trish, this anxiety rises in you, which I'm sure is frequent, okay, I want you to I want you to do that exercise because you can do it anywhere. You don't even have to close your eyes, okay? Just bless them with peace, love, and joy, and that a resolution is found now, okay? And then do it every time before you go to sleep, okay, so that your mind and your spirit and your soul can really work on this, okay? And
okay.
The other thing, too, is that while I was getting this, while I was telling you this exercise, it came into my mind, too, that they are going to find a way to fix the problem as well. Okay,
oh,
fix
really?
It physically. So I feel like, you know, as a result of this, you do the energy work, you do this work, okay, and they will find also a resolution that both parties will be happy with, okay? I mean, like I said, it's not going to come out to the ideal of what you expect, okay, but there will be a physical resolution as well, okay, with the project itself, okay?
Right, right. No, that would be fine. That would be great.
Right, right. And so, but you guys will find a way to work together so that you can move on into your directions. And, you know, was this something that you personally built? Was this something you guys built? Pardon me?
Yeah, I personally built it myself. I hired this contractor.
Right, right. All right, so there's your confirmation. Okay.
Okay.
So that's your confirmation that, you know, things are going to work out. Okay. So, when you come from that place and you're giving out that kind of energy, it's going to come back to you. Do you understand what I'm saying? So what we put out, we get in return. So if you continue to shift that energy to the light and to the love like that, they're going to come back in the same manner. Does that make sense? I know that makes sense on an intellectual level, but we have to do it on a spiritual level too, okay, an emotional level.
Okay.
We have to do the emotional work, okay? I hope that helps, Trish. Keep us posted, okay?
Yeah, definitely. Let us know how it goes.
I will.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, now we have area code 212. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Who are we talking to?
Hi, this is Bryn, B-R-Y-N, from
Hi, Bryn.
New York City. Hi. Hi, everybody. Happy New
Year.
Hi.
Happy New Year to you,
yeah.
too, Bryn.
Same to you.
Thank you. Yeah, I just would like to see if there's any New Year's message from the angels or from the guides, anything I need to know.
Okay. Well, the first thing that came to me, Bryn, is I feel like there might be some new work. I you know, coming in the new year.
Uh-huh.
I got like something with a job change
okay.
or a shift that is more promising for your career path or where you're going. Okay, if
okay.
that makes sense. I don't know if that's something you've been looking for.
Yeah, well, I do healing work. I do some psychic medium work myself. I do some artwork that I'm trying to develop in a terms of channeling way to do
yes.
the artwork. And I'm very interested in a lot of things like animal communication and medical
right.
intuitive. And so,
right.
But primarily I've been supporting myself with the catering job as a waiter, which is not my thing, but, it brings in...
Right.
You know.
Right. It brings in the revenue. And you know why? I felt like it was more in the social sector, more than, you know, the healing stuff. But I feel like it's going to place you at another level where the income is going to be more lucrative for you. But I felt like it was more in the social level. And, you know, the person, you know, or not the person I saw, but I saw an angel showing me this for you. So
I see.
I don't
so
know
not
if
the healing, not in the healing.
I felt like it was in the. I felt like it was in the more in the physical world of our physical world than our healing world. Okay, and it doesn't
huh.
mean it doesn't mean that the healing stuff can't go into the physical world, like in a spa or some sort of, you know, group like that. But you know, some place that's going to give you more of a lucrative balance of income coming in. Okay, so
okay, because
also,
catering as a waiter is not really something I love doing. You know, it's just
oh,
a
I know.
Means to an end. You know.
Yes, I understand. And who's Mary, Bryn, in your
Mary,
life?
Mary, gee, I don't know at the moment.
Okay. I get a Mary connection immediately, okay? So I would put Mary down, okay? And I feel like Mary might be connected with this direction
okay.
for you.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think it's going to be real soon. I was talking about time at the beginning of the show, and I know you probably understand that concept given you are... you know, a spiritual counselor as well, but
right.
I feel like it's something new to spring because whether it's this spring or next spring, I just feel like it's something new and that will launch you in another direction.
Huh.
Okay.
Okay.
Also, you know, what's up with all the flowers, the pretty flowers around? Are you connected
yeah.
to flowers or?
I love nature. You know, I do love nature and all that.
Aromatherapy
sure.
or anything like that with floral scents?
I've been interested in essential oils, herbs, herbology, you know, herbology and all that.
Yes.
Studying
yes. Yes. Okay, well, I feel like there's a connection to that, and that might just be the confirmation, okay, I'm getting from the... angel that stands by your side, okay, when I'm making this connection, okay? So
yeah.
Maybe that's something you should delve into a little bit more.
The herbology.
Okay, and use it.
Yeah.
Right, right, and aromatherapy and applying it every day to your practice and to yourself.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, keep us posted, Bryn. I wish you best in the new year.
Yeah, thanks.
And prosperity and health.
Same
thank
everybody
you.
There.
After call, thank care. You for calling in. Appreciate it.
Bye.
So, Laura, do you have any feelings about what the new year is going to bring us? Anything, any revelations at all about that or not?
You know, you mean in regards to socially? The first thing that came to my mind when you said that is I just want, you know, when we put out the word wishing you peace, love, and joy, or happiness, prosperity, I mean, to really, really concentrate on those words, to really focus on those words, because I know, you know, we all have our challenges in our life. And I even say this for myself, because we're all human. We all, that's part of, you know, our growth. But to focus on the light and focus on the positive things that are happening in your life, to give gratitude to those so that you can have more of those blessings in your life. Because when we have a challenge, you know, and I'm saying this even with myself having, you know, a couple of those on my plate as well, whether it's with relationships or a health issue or it's dealing with our career or finances, to put our attention on the solution. Okay, and putting our attention on the light, you know, what it is we want and the outcome, so we can bring that about for ourselves and for those around us to give us that center and give us that peace. Because the only thing we can choose are our thoughts. You know, we can't always control the external events and circumstances that happen around us. We can't control other people, okay, but we can control our thoughts, and that's something I really want to put out there, especially with the new year coming and we make our resolutions, which a lot of people seem to taper off after a while, but even when it gets tough, to continue focusing on those thoughts, because eventually the physical world, which is dense and slow, will evolve and support you in that direction and will surprise you in many ways. You know, and bring about sometimes outcomes you hadn't even dreamt of. That's what's so beautiful about.
Miracles
will happen in ways that you can't even imagine. It's just like when we were talking to Trish at the beginning. You know, instead of forcing or trying to figure it out, you know, just to put it out there, and divine intervention will happen on its own in a miraculous way that you hadn't even considered. So that's something I want to put out there for everybody in their personal lives, you know, instead of a big hole. Because, again, like, we can't control everything that's happening on, let's say, our government right now. We can do what we can all do, you know, personally, you know, each person choosing, you know, our thoughts each day, choosing the way we respond and react to certain circumstances, but to continue focusing on the light in our lives, those positive outcomes, no matter how things look, holding that thought, holding that wish into the heart. Because the heart has got so much power. Love has so much more power than fear. And that's where we got to put our attention, is that love. It overcomes fear very fast.
Right. And fear can have a lot of power, can't it?
Oh, gosh, yeah, as we all know.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, concentrate on that place in the heart. So.
Okay.
And, yes, we have any other callers sitting there?
Oh, yes, we do.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
I didn't want to.
This is okay. This is area code 415. Good morning.
415. Hi. Hi, good morning. This is Jessica.
Hi, Jessica.
Hi, Jessica.
Hi. I was curious what your take on this was. I am putting myself out there doing some work that I used to do years ago, helping people with their love life. And lately I've been thinking a lot about something else that I used to do, which is event planning. like planning bachelorette parties and things related to that. And I was wondering as far as like what's going on, because it seems like a lot of, you know, I'm wondering what is the event area, what is the event thing in this equation, and sort of where is spirit steering me towards?
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, because I want to be focusing on making money right now rather than planning, or dreaming.
Amen. I'm only laughing because I totally identify too, and I'm sure Bryn did too, or anybody else. You know, you want you on a certain level, we feel like we've got to give as healers, but we're just like, oh my gosh, we got to take care of our personal needs too,
right?
Yeah. And I would trust that, because Jessica, I see lots of angels around you, you know, not that I didn't around Bryn, but I see lots of them around you, because I feel like you have a calling that's supposed to be bigger than just one-on-one with people.
Yes, I agree.
And I feel like, I don't know, I feel like you call upon them. Does that make sense? Because otherwise, I don't think you'd have as many around you as you do that I see here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have you played with the cards at some point, or do you have those as well?
Yeah, I don't really do any of that anymore. I mean, I just sit in silence and talk to them and listen to
them.
Right,
and you did. Okay. Yeah. They just I'm just using it as a confirmation, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I would proceed in this direction because, you know, when we're talking event, it's about not touching one person at a time, but a whole host of people. Okay, and maybe I get the sense when you said love life and also the event that maybe it's a new form of making connections for people in the love arena that has, you know, hasn't been done before or done in a before, but in a different unique way or a different spin.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So
yeah, I mean,
because
it's stuff that like the mind, it's been in my mind, like singles events, which is what I used to do like years ago, and also like working with brides and bachelorette parties, and I'm like, what is the connection here? And like I'm thrilled that the information's coming back because I really did enjoy that.
Right.
And honestly, like it felt like it was easier to make money doing that stuff because you plan a great big event, you make a lot of money all in like one thing, where it was like when you're kind of teaching, you know, obviously it's more personal. You're teaching your material, you're doing healing your material. It's a lot more to take care of.
Well, it's important to have that business construct in order for you to promote your material. So, you know, it's like the basis for your, you know, the platform for the material that you're going to disseminate. And, you know, that means whether it is, you know, your information that you do over a blog or, you know, which eventually comes out into a book and public speaking, because I see a lot of that in addition to the event stuff. So it is to disseminate the information that you've gathered over the years and to help people make those connections, okay? But having a platform, and this would be your platform, to draw in that audience. Does that make sense, Jessica?
Yeah, so just basically sit with it, let it develop, and don't force it.
Right. So now I want you to listen to this podcast again because it might not be clicking when I say that, okay? So, I mean, when I say it's to disseminate, this platform is to disseminate the information that you've learned over the years that you can give to other people, but it's going to be on a broader audience. It's not going to be a one-on-one thing, okay? And that's why I'm saying when I see several angels, it's because you've got a bigger mission. So, and ultimately, in the past, have you thought about, you know, a book concept? It's been swirling in your mind because they show me this as well.
Yeah,
correct?
I actually have a book that I want to start getting out and promoting, so,
well,
yeah.
This is the way you would do it.
Mm-hmm.
This is the way you would do it, okay? Because they, you know, nowadays in the publishing arena, you need to market, you know, a lot of that's weighted on the shoulders of the author. So whether you're published mainstream or self-published, either direction, that, you know, the author's got to take an active role in that. So that is, going to be your primary platform. So, you know, and I can see it taking you in a broad direction, not just one localized area. I see it, you know, nationwide.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Right.
And it, maybe it's just starting out small. So maybe you just start again, okay, and taking that first step, and it'll start to formulate as you start to go back out there and do it. Okay, so, you know.
Yeah, I have to be okay with the step-by-step. I start, like, I kind of get the visions, and then I'm like, oh, this is so big. There's so many elements to it. Like,
well,
just,
start
you know,
with baby
where's steps. My cash cow now?
Oh, yeah, but start with the baby steps. Yeah, don't do it from the money perspective. It'll eventually do that, okay? All right,
yeah.
It'll eventually do that, but you have to start with the first step, and you just got to start. Okay, and not think about it too much more, and they'll guide you, and obviously you're really tuned in to your guidance and your direction yourself. So just start, okay?
Yeah,
okay. You
know, if we look at a goal from the whole perspective, it will keep
us
from
God.
Doing it. Because it is overwhelming. So you can only do what you can do each day. So just choose what you'll do each day and just, you know, just tick away at it instead of worrying about the whole thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
For me, I definitely get tripped up in, like, I will take the steps every day, and I really get into it, and I enjoy it, and then I sort of go back into this old pattern of being annoyed of, like, what do you want me
not
to do for money right now? You know, I get caught up in the money of, I do it as a service, but then my human self wakes up and is like, what are we doing for money right now? And I think I have to just let that go because I don't get the answer for that. So.
Yes, and you know what? I go through that dialogue myself. I totally identify, okay, because I take care of a family too. So I would suggest, and I heard through my own dialogue and from the angels around me that it's the love vibe again, okay? It's the power of love because if you're doing and you're activating from the power of love, it will activate. It seems to attract to you. You're attractive. Every energy is attracted to you. All the things will be attracted to you as long as you stay in the love vibe. Because then you're going into fear. That's the fear zone that it's not going to provide and that you need the money right now. Okay? So I don't know if have you ever read The Secret by Rhonda Byrne?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw that movie, but yeah, I've been meditating a lot lately in hypnosis because I'm like I have to stop that pattern of going into the fear. I see it, just keep stopping it.
That's the fear because, and this is a new concept for a lot of people out there because the world is changing so rapidly right now, you know, and people are taking jobs that are lesser than, and they're doing things that they don't like to do, and they have to do them to make ends meet. But it is a conscious shift that has to happen. A lot of people are starting to work more for themselves than ever before. You know, we're kind of going back to the old days where people used to work for themselves, you know, and trade services and or, you know, work independently. And we're evolving in that direction again. So you have to take your passion and really ride the passion wave with it. Follow your bliss. Joseph Campbell always said, I love Joseph Campbell's work, follow your bliss and it will, you know, sooner or later. And I know as personally for me, as long as I've stayed on this trajectory as a medium, which, you know, is very alternative in the social world, I've always been able to provide as long as I stay on the wavelength that, you know, I'm giving from that place, from the heart. You know, because I do love it. And it's my gift, you know, what I have to share. So do what you have, you know, is coming from your heart that you have to share. And it's obviously about love, too. You know, that's what you're learning is because you want to teach it, is the love. Right?
Yeah. All right. Thank you for the confirmation.
All right. Thank you, Jessica.
Thank you very much. Take care. Keep us posted.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And now we have area code, 203. Good morning.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning. Who are we talking to?
My name is Pat.
Hi, Pat.
Hi. I heard all that stuff, all that you said. It might have been before the other caller. And I take it well, but at the same time, I'm very nervous. I had a break with my son on Thanksgiving, and it's not just, oh, things like this happen in the holidays. It's major. I've been told he's got a psychic attack on me. I just had a cleansing myself, and that's great for me, but it's not affecting him. Anyway, I'm going to see him today. He's clearly doesn't want me to be at the place as early as my sister will be there. So he's very, very angry at me because it's safe to put his anger on me. He's done that for 20 plus years. I just want this time to go better than I even am hoping for. I'm worried. He's got a wife and a 7-month-old baby. And it's really important that I stay neutral. I control myself. I'm really worried. He keeps, you know, putting stuff out. And
Pat, can I ask you a question? Can I ask
you
a question? Are you in a parental alienation situation where a spouse has affected the way that your son sees you?
I don't know who's affecting who.
I was
told that he's trying to poison her, and she's not believing it completely. Honestly, I don't know. I've been trying to figure that out for some time.
Okay. Just curious. Okay. Laura.
I would do this. And, again, I want to do the energy work here, okay, because I hear the pain in your heart as a mom with a child, you know, and I hear you wanting to control and withhold yourself back so you don't cause more pain. And I want to cry for you. I really do. I feel that sadness. So, Pat, this is what I'm going to recommend you do, okay? And
yeah.
I want you to employ this, and it's today you're going to see him?
Yes, in a few hours.
Okay, so let's do this real quickly. I know that, again, this sounds woo-woo, insane, but it works, okay? So I want you to take a deep breath right now and just close your eyes, okay? And anybody out there who's got a contentious relationship right now, whether it's with a family member, a friend, an employer, this works, okay? You got to trust me on it, okay? So let's just visualize your son in front of you if you can, okay? And maybe his family right there alongside of him. Can you do that, Pat?
I can.
Can you see him in your mind's eye? Okay. So
I
want
do.
You to
I
see
do.
This light coming down over the top of you guys and putting you in a sacred space, okay? And I just want you to take a deep breath, okay? It's coming back to the breath. Pull the light all the way into the heart, and on the exhale, send it to your son's heart like a laser beam, and it spreads out to his entire family, okay? And I want
okay.
you to say, I God bless you or bless you, and say his name, say his family. I wish you peace, love, and joy. That's all I want ever between us, okay? And again,
do it
a second time. And don't get your head in there. Just do it from the heart. Send it out there from your heart to his heart and the rest of the family. Okay, and then do it a third time. Just take 3 deep breaths and send that light. And you got to feel it from your heart. That's the key. You got to feel it from the heart. Okay? And you keep affirming
okay.
the words. I bless you and, you know, I wish you peace, love, and joy. Say their names. And then see them dissolve in the white light. Or you can see
okay.
them just being taken away in the white light and just say, thank you
okay.
for restoring my heart with peace, love, and joy. Okay?
Okay.
And that,
okay.
and I want you to do that before you know, instead of focusing on the anxiety and what you're going to say and what you aren't going to say before you walk into
yeah.
that room today. Okay?
Yeah.
But you're going to walk in and you're going to, you know, before you walk in, I want you to affirm that everything is, you know, goes smooth, that you guys have a great, you know, connection today, and it's unbelievable, okay, and it's fantastic reconnection again, okay, I want you to affirm. You
okay.
can do it out loud, and I want you to do that exercise again to restore your faith, okay? And if you feel it in the moment come upon you while you're in the moment with them, I want you to go back to those three breaths.
Yes.
Stop, collect yourself, okay, and do the three breaths. And because what you'll find is you'll just sit there and you'll be more of a listener, okay, which is 10 times more powerful in conversation. I don't know if you hear me talk and talk and talk, but listening is perhaps the most important part of conversation is listening, and maybe that's what he wants you to do.
I've been hoping for that, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yes,
yeah.
Because, again, when, you know, you say psychic attack, he's giving out fearful thoughts, he's angry and upset. And that's the attack that you're feeling and you're taking on. But again, if you stop that energy exchange and taking it on, and instead throwing out the love, you have put yourself back into that protective order and, you know, light, putting yourself in that light, and you're sending it out. And he can't resist that.
Well, all this started when I told him very calmly, when you can come communicate to me from your heart, I'm here and ready. And until then, I can no longer take, you know, this constant criticism. And that's when everything exploded.
Right. Right. Well,
so
he's
I let
trying,
him, I
he's
let him
trying
alone.
To talk to you. He's trying to talk, and it's hard to receive. Yeah, I can understand. I can understand that. So you focus on the light. Taking the three breaths, and you send it to him, and I promise you, and you keep doing this day and night.
Okay.
Anytime the thoughts arise, okay, stop the energy exchange, instead sending out the love and the light, and I promise you, you'll see things shift. But even when the things start to shift, you have to keep doing it, okay?
Okay.
It's a conscious choice.
Yes, I know, and sometimes my feelings get pulled in. It's very hard.
Oh,
I know it. It is conscious, absolutely. I've been learning that so much in the past few weeks, so much, that there's no other thing but using love, even when I'm devastated.
And, you know, when Randy got me on the phone right before we got on, you know, the holidays, we just went through it too. I can tell you from personal experience, I have that exchange with some, family members. And I can say that, yes, it's hard, and I immediately will send out, you know, the reverse love, because what can you do? I mean, you try and you try to change or you try to shift, but the best thing you can do is they're going through whatever challenges too. And sometimes they can take it out on the closest of the closest in their family. Okay.
Yeah.
And so all you can do is return them the love so that they can find their way, too, because we all have our challenges. Everybody's going through heavy stuff, personally.
Yeah, I know he's on a road, a very bad place, so I'm worried about, too, and I have to let that go which is difficult, but I know I have to.
Right. Yeah. Self-love is very important as well.
But I understand why you're drawing that line and that border, because you've got to keep yourself up, but if you're going to try to go back in there, do that energy work on yourself and him, and that you go in and you're able to have a dialogue. I would also affirm that we can have a dialogue that's spoken from the heart and understood from the heart.
Okay, I have to interrupt because the show's going to cut off in about 30 seconds.
Oh, okay.
So.
Thank you. God bless.
Good luck.
God bless.
So thank you, Laura.
So
I just want to make sure I say that. And we'll be back the last Wednesday in January. Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Okay. Take care.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.